Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday. What is it? August 29th? There we go. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter here in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about maybe a new pet to complete your family, hey, why not think about adopting? Contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, your newly adopted family member, it'll be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. It'll be all ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring, too. And make your family complete by adopting Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, hazy but sunny skies. Not quite as warm. We're looking at a high today right around 76 degrees. Well, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum continues to try and get his name out there as a presidential contender ahead of the second Republican debate. Now, in an interview on CNN yesterday, he talked about being strategic with relationships with China and getting inflation and interest rates under control. Now, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump had a few nice things to say about Burgum following the first debate, but when asked about whether he'd consider being Donald Trump's running mate, Burgum didn't hesitate with his answer, "No, I would not. Happy to do lots of other things. A fabulous 30 years in the private sector. A lot of opportunities there," Burgum said. Well, approximately 6:40 last night, the Grand Forks Fire Department was dispatched to the Valley Home Mobile Home for a report of a structure fire. Crews arrived on scene to find smoke coming from the mobile home. Crews entered the structure and extinguished a fire in the bath laundry area of the home. Fire damage was isolated to that area with smoke damage throughout. Now, the cause of the fire is undetermined and under investigation at this time. No one was hurt, but the occupants of the home were displaced due to that fire. Well, one man was taken to the hospital following a rollover crash. Authorities say alcohol was involved. State Patrol says it happened last night around 9:45 p.m. along Highway 32 near Thief River Falls. Crash report says 24-year-old Jordan Nelson of West Fargo was going south on the highway when he rolled into the ditch. Nelson was taken to the Thief River Falls Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one else in the car and no other vehicles were involved. Well, Staymart Travel Plaza in Grand Forks, which is located at the intersection of Gateway Drive and I-29, has officially closed its doors. Now, there's various rumors about the reasons for the closure. However, attempts to contact corporate leaders for clarification have been unsuccessful. Now, on related news, Grand Forks isn't the only city affected by Staymart closures. Another branch in Fargo also reported temporary closings recently due to staffing issues. It remains unclear whether the same issues prompted the permanent closure in Grand Forks. Hey, here we go, your Moe's Daily Dish today. Moe's is open again. It is Tuesday here in the Grand Cities Mall, and it's a house-smoked beef sandwich. It's got tender, top round, smoked and sliced thin, topped with sautéed mushrooms, Swiss cheese, and pickles, all on a toasted hoagie roll. And, of course, served with Moe's crispy fries. It's only $12 today. Go check out the house-smoked beef sandwich at your Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, a fallen Grand Forks police officer's squad car is on display at Bonanzaville in West Fargo. In a Facebook post yesterday, Grand Forks police said Officer Cody Holte's car was brought to Bonanzaville over the weekend and that will be on display in their museum. Police thanked Bonanzaville for their partnership, the city of Grand Forks for their support, and the Holte family for their great showing during the handoff. Officer Holte was killed in the line of duty on May 27th of 2020 after he responded as backup when an eviction notice that turned into a gun battle. And finally, in sports, the clutch swings keep coming from Royce Lewis and the Minnesota Twins. Lewis hit his second grand slam in two games, giving the Twins a second inning jolt at a 10-6 victory last night over the Cleveland Guardians that stretched their AL Central lead to a season high 7 games. Twins and the Guardians play again tonight at 6:40. High school soccer yesterday, Red River beat up on East Grand Forks 6-0. Tonight at 7, Red River hosts Fargo South. Grand Forks Central is at Fargo Shanley. Girls High School Volleyball, East Grand Forks beat Warren Alvarado Oslo 3-1. EDC Volleyball starts tonight with Grand Forks Central at Fargo Davies and Grand Forks Red River hosting Fargo Shanley. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you today by Churchill Shoes.
Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the Upper Midwest is now in the Grand City Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes.
shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, I tell you what, Governor Doug Burgum says he would not run as Donald Trump's vice president asked. Now, who says Trump would even ask? Tell you what, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more today at 11 o'clock of the Great Reset. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app or on like all of them. And you know, we love the Grand Cities. Well, Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.